22 minutes to nine. Remember, turn on, tune in, drop out. Remember that? It was the phrase made famous, infamous perhaps, back in the 60s by Timothy Leary, a hero to millions of hippies. He's dead, but psychedelic drugs are still with us, and there is now serious research being carried out into whether they really do bring benefits. Imperial College London has just announced a new Centre for Psychedelic Research. Well, Amanda Feeling is the director of the foundation of the Beckley Foundation, who helped found the forerunner of the new Imperial Centre. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And you speak from experience because you've done it. You've turned on, tuned in and dropped out.
Yes, indeed. From beginning in 1965,
right.
A long time ago.
And what did it do to you?
It convinced me of the enormous beneficial value of psychedelics to humanity and how it can be both an amazing adjunct to psychotherapy and a kind of revealing of a deeper consciousness to individuals.
Right. So but we ought to be very clear, I think, at this point, didn't we, that you're not suggesting, well, perhaps you are, that people should go out and, you know, get hold of some psychedelic drugs from some dealer on the street and start doing it.
No, I'm not advocating that, because at the moment, while it's in illegal market, it's very difficult to know what people are getting. I'm fully in favour of us doing scientific research into the underlying mechanisms of these compounds and how they can benefit humanity. And that I've been dedicated to from 1966, and I started collaborating with using brain imaging technology in 1998 when I set up the Beckley Foundation.
Right, so is it possible to explain what it did to you when you, because you weren't taking these drugs because you were ill, like millions of others, you were using them because you wanted an out-of-body experience or whatever it was.
Yes, yes. Well, my particular passion since I was a very young child had been the study of consciousness and particularly the mystical experience. And I studied in comparative religions and mysticism under the world's leading professor at All Souls in Oxford, Professor Zahner. So that was my kind of passion. And then in 1965, when I was first introduced to LSD, it wasn't illegal then, I was amazed at its potential to create the mystical experience.
Didn't it do anything bad to you?
No, but I'm very conscious that it can when misused. So I think it's a very, well, I know it's a very, very powerful compound and can only be used with immense knowledge, care, and respect.
Yeah, because, I mean, there were horrendous stories about people jumping out of windows and killing themselves and goodness knows what.
Yes, I think that was a lot to do with what the CIA was up to, and they were exaggerated by the media, but still harm was done. But also a lot of good was done, i.e. A shift in cultural outlook to be more prone to spirituality, health. Many, many things changed during that period of the 60s, which we consider beneficial, actually.
Well, that's fascinating. We'll see what comes of the research. Amanda Feeling, thank you very much.